The North American International Auto Show opens this week in Detroit. Designs from the past, so-called retro designs, are featured prominently this year in two showpieces from Ford, the Thunderbird and the 49. And Daimler Chrysler is introducing the Jeep Liberty, a small sport utility vehicle. Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the internet magazine TheCarConnection.com, was among those who got a preview yesterday. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bob.
2000 was a record year for car makers. Does that make
sense? Yeah, but you have to be aware of what you wish for, because everybody's panicking about 2001, which could see a drop of at least a million units in sales.
So there's not a good mood at the Detroit Auto Show?
It's a weird sort of mood, because everybody's excited about this rush of product. We're going to see maybe 60 previews here over the course of the 4 days of press previews and 2 weeks or so of public opening days. But at the same time, everybody knows competition is going to be devastatingly difficult this year because of that likely downturn in sales.
Is there some big surprise at the show that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, the big one is the VW microbus concept. The old hippie van could be coming back. It's going to be difficult to translate it from concept to customer, but this is the one that everybody's watching, sort of like they did the Beetle concept almost a decade ago.
You have to apply your own day-glow paint, though.
Absolutely, and stick-ons.
General Motors, until now, has owned the pickup truck market, but now there seems to be a lot of Japanese trucks on the road.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing strong success from Toyota, which has had its own full-size pickup out there. And now Nissan is about to bring out a full-size pickup and build it, make it an all-American vehicle down in Alabama. So the market for trucks, which have been the profit center for Detroit for a number of years, that's under real assault, making the situation all the much worse.
What about concept cars?
Oh, there's a lot of things here. We're going to see the Mini Cooper, which is the rebirth of that ultra-micro small car from Britain. We're going to see a lot of concept vehicles here. The Chevy Borrego, which is I don't even know how to describe it, sort of a sport utility, sport wagon concept. The Terra Cross, which is this massive, alternative-looking sport utility pickup. A lot of concept vehicles. That seems to be the dominant introduction here at the show. And, of course, you mentioned earlier the 49er and the T-Bird.
What should consumers look out for this year? What's the best deal?
Well, that's the operative word is deal. When you have a market that's shrinking as much as it is, we're going to see a lot of money on the hood, so to speak, rebates and other incentives. Probably everything at one point this year, even some of the newest products, are going to have some cash back. So if you see what you like and you don't like the price at the moment, look around the corner, there may be something better, or just hold out for a couple months because you may be able to get a good deal on anything.
Are there satellite radios in these new cars?
Actually, they'll be coming in a couple months. They've got all those satellites that they've been launching, and they're ready to go. There's a lot of technology, what they call telematics. You'll see navigation systems in a lot of cars, new Bluetooth technology, which will allow devices like PDAs and cell phones to talk to your car electronically.
These are still options.
There are options on most cars, but a lot of technology is being built into the automobile. Basically, makers are figuring out that they can get monthly fees for this, and the profit margins, believe it or not, the profits on some of this technology is significantly higher than cars, which in some cases the manufacturers are almost giving away at a loss.
Thank you, Paul.
Good to be with you.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine, TheCarConnection.com.